Hello, I'm Elizabeth Hamilton, and I'm a volunteer guide at the Victoria and Albert Museum. And here we have a decorative oval from a Tula steel fireplace for you to handle. From about 1720, wealthy Europeans enjoyed a less formal way of living, which began in France and eventually reached all parts of Europe. Both the aristocracy and the expanding middle class revelled in new levels of comfort. Artists and designers developed a new decorative style that we call Rococo, playful and fantastical, with themes from nature and the East. In reaction to this came the formal neoclassical style, inspired by archaeological discoveries of ancient Greece and Rome. This object is a reproduction of one of 11 sections making up the fender of a neoclassical fireplace, made about 1800, in the Imperial Arms Factory at Tula, south of Moscow. You're welcome to touch it. By this date, the factory was making a range of luxury items for domestic use. Tula products are distinctive for the unique technique of cutting metal into facets. Hundreds or even thousands of faceted steel beads could be applied to a plain metal base, creating a rich jeweled effect. These decorative techniques all feature on the fireplace, which comes complete with fender and shelf ornaments made of burnished steel with applied decoration of gilt copper and brass and cut steel. The fireplace is rectangular in form, built of steel plates joined by screws and rivets. The ornaments comprise an urn-shaped vase at each end and a perfume burner in the centre. There is a pair of candlesticks, also Tula steel, but not original to the fireplace. The fender from which this piece is copied stands on 5 ball feet. It bows out in the middle, and between the upper and lower rails, the fender is created with 11 oval floral wreaths of steel, separated by ornate pierced tracery in studded cut steel. The oval replica piece we have here is the central section of one of those floral wreaths. 2 cast copper alloy sprays of wheat have been gilded and mounted on a shiny steel backplate. The steel plate is fluted around the edges and has decorative finish. There are 3 bolts on the sprays, one at the base which forms the knot tying the sprays together. Each bolt is hammered to resemble a rose-cut gemstone. In the centre of the piece is a steel knob, again faceted like a gemstone, reaffirming the overall jewelled impression of the fireplace.